What you think? What is this? What is this food?
I think it's probably going to be like fish or anchovies because I'm one of those people that do not eat fish.
Okay. All right.
I heard anchovies.
Fish
or anchovies? No.
No, but, you know, it is a group. It is not an individual item, so we can at least take that from your guess.
You don't eat any fish?
No, I don't eat any fish.
Any seafood at all?
No seafood.
Wow. You don't like shrimp or
fry? I don't. I think it's a texture thing.
How about fish sticks?
No, I guess not.
No fish sticks. What's another
good? No oysters, shrimp, catfish, nothing.
Oh my gosh. So, all right, well, it's not fish, but we hope you get over that someday. You're missing some great stuff.
Alex, I was like that. You'll once you get into your later years, you'll like things like lobster and jumbo shrimp and stuff. Thank you for the call. JP?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah.
Is it onions?
Interesting.
It's a... Good guess. No. Not it. We thank you. And no. William B., maybe you can win it.
Yeah, I was going to say anchovies, but that was taken. How about meat in general? Just meat.
Meat. Some people don't eat meat.
Yeah. But that's a good guess in that it's a broad terminology
group.
Like
it's
that.
It's a broad group like meat.
That 7% say they never eat.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, 272-9228.
It's October 18th, the greatest day ever. On the 18th of October, 1851, Herman Melville's classic novel, Moby Dick, is first published under the title, The Whale. But Melville's agent had other ideas.
Hermy, baby, love your book, kid, but the title, The Whale? Yawnsville, it needs to be edgier, something that really pops. A title that'll make all the high school kids giggle with excitement.
Have a great October 18th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Washington Post has published a last column from a Saudi Arabian writer who's missing and presumed dead, Jamal Khashoggi.
In the column, Khashoggi warns that governments in the Middle East have been given free rein to silence the media. The article comes as President Trump will be briefed this morning by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo amid gruesome reports that Turkish officials have audio and video recordings proving Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate. The president says he's waiting for the results of the investigation.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, Khashoggi had been living in Virginia. He was critical of the current Saudi regime. The top lawyer at the White House has resigned.
The president told the AP that Washington lawyer Pat Cipollone will replace Don McGahn as White House counsel. McGahn formally resigned yesterday. His departure is not a surprise. President Trump tweeted in August that he would be leaving after Justice Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
Today is J. Scott's birthday.
A date which will live in infamy.
Greg Budell, would you say that J. Scott is your right-hand man?
I don't know about that.
And Emily Hayes, I understand you were going to make Jay a birthday cake last night. What happened?
Y'all, I was drunk off my face.
And Bailey, the Wonder Dog, are you going to share your chicken with the birthday boy?
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Rich Thomas, are you going to declare it a J. Scott weather day?
Don't be a smartass.
Well, it's Jay's birthday. I think this calls for a parade.
No, certainly does not.
Well, how about we just march down to the cookie machine and get him something out of there?
Hey, home, I can dig it.
And you know what they say about birthdays.
See a broad to get that booty ackle. Leg her down, a smack em, yackle. Cold got to be.
Stand by for three men.
Happy birthday.
And a lady.
Chris, how to speak, John. What did that guy just say?
You're not just any idiot.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I can't remember what my response was that precipitated what he used.
Well, you work on that. Forecast is coming up, but right now we're in the middle of a J. Scott birthday conundrum.
I remember what it was he used that for.
Well, what was it?
What were we talking about? Got him to say that?
It was, we were doing the pop quiz on a random fact, and I said, give me, and I whatever I said, and don't say, oh, it's something obvious. I was looking for something specific. And you said, don't be a...
No. Yeah, don't
but
be
you
a...
said, I meant to say Alec.
Yeah, yeah. And it's now it's...
But yeah, it was a total of something than random facts I was looking for.
Everybody in the River Region thought you didn't even know that word.
Mm. Well, I've
he
seen...
He learned it
you
from
were
me.
Surprised. I remember your mouth dropped.
I've seen duckies before.
Before we go to Rich's forecast, we've got people waiting to try on this conundrum, starting with Anisha.
Hi.
Hi. It's Lanisha, I'm
Lanisha.
Sorry.
Hey,
I need to use a capital letter there.
Well, how are you? Thanks for listening.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. What is this thing that 7% of people in an online poll say they never eat?
Seeds.
Seeds. All right. Give me seeds.
Do you say seeds or cheese?
Cheese. CJ, what you have to look for? You'll be getting a pair of Sonys with a hearing aid built in.
Yeah.
That's not it either, but it's a group like that, you know.
Right, rather than
broad.
Saying Swiss cheese.
Yeah. And... So we thank you. Back to the drawing board, 2729228, Gary G.
I would say mushrooms.
Okay.
In a wild field or in a package at the store. No. Not mushrooms, but thanks for trying. And Robert.
How about buttermilk?
Buttermilk.
Ugh. It was made for pancakes.
That's fine. To cook with, totally fine. To drink out of the jug, no.
No, man, my stepdad would glass of buttermilk and dunk. Well, I was telling you a story. Hang on.
And you hung up on Miss Hayes.
Yeah. Hung up in the middle of my story.
And you know what?
That just frothed my pajamas. You know, I don't get a lot of attention paid to me, and I just had a story to tell, and you hung up.
You will on the 1st of March.
Everybody remain calm!
What about the
26th of... A little bit on the 26th of January. Yeah.
But I had a story, and they hung up during my story. I mean, talk about feeling unloved.
Well, it's good practice. What if your husband just rolls over and falls asleep?
Oh, my God. Hey,
why would you say that?
Hey, Rusty, that happened at that 8 minutes into the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, God, I made Emily cry.
Oh, man, this is the best birthday.
Oh, my God.
I'm so emotional right now.
Oh.
And this is breaking news.
Sorry, whoever this is.
Calm down. Have a snort.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
I'm so sorry.
Why?
Hang on.
We only tease the ones we love.
That's a lie.
We love you a lot.
While you're queuing up calls, let's...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet.
What's
for all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, it's a good day to have a birthday with 57 out there this morning. Mostly sunny skies, comfortable today with a high in the upper 70s and light northeasterly winds. For tonight, look for a partly cloudy night. Overnight low temperature, not quite as cool. Overnight low just below the 60-degree mark, I think, right around dawn. But nice. Tomorrow's high 76. A nice day, but look for clouds to increase later on in the day. And then a chance of showers late Friday night as a front approaches, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms just about any time Saturday or Saturday evening as the front approaches. And then the front moves through. That shuts off the rain later on Saturday night, and then the temperature starts dropping. I think we'll be near 50 by dawn on Sunday morning. Sunday's high in the upper 60s, but the breeze will make it seem cooler. Sunshine, blue skies, and breezy on Sunday. And then Sunday night's low into Monday morning right around dawn, 45. Coolest of the season so far. And right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies. I am, as we speak, checking the current airport temperature because they report once an hour, and they just reported it's 61 now. Northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies at 8:11.
Okay, back to the phones we go for hoping to get a winning answer on this conundrum. 7% of people in the survey said they never eat this, and it's a pretty big group. William B.
Your last name.
Yeah, I'm going to try one more time. I've been kind of in and out, so okay. I don't know if everybody guessed it or not. How about meat?
Well, they guessed meat already. So you have anything else?
I got nothing else other than the fact that it sounds like Jay's already been into some good brownies this morning. I don't know what's happening with his birthday deal.
Not the brownies.
And it's just a joyous occasion, that's all.
And I haven't shared my high-powered cough syrup that the doctor gave me either.
Yet.
Oh, hey, man, pass the cough syrup.
Emily looks like she could use a swig.
I think she could.
Thanks, William. Appreciate it, buddy. Here's Glenn.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to say bread.
Like bread. Okay, some people don't need bread, all right?
7% of people online post that ever eat bread is not the winning answer either, but again, we're in the right mode now. We're looking
because
for
you're looking
group.
For big groups, and that's a big group. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much, Glenn, for the wait and for the guest. Robert.
Robert's calling back. He hung up on Emily's story.
Hi, Robert.
Hey.
Oh, he hung up on Emily's story?
Oh. Hi.
The time has passed.
You know how it is with women. When you hang up
on... Whoa!
If you don't get it the first time, she won't do it.
Well, I'm out here on the road and the call dropped because I'm in a dead zone, but I just wanted to never hang up on.
All right, tell the story you were going to tell.
I was just going to say that my stepdad would always get a glass of buttermilk and shove cornbread into it and eat it like that. And then he would leave the buttermilk glass out, and that's the worst thing because buttermilk is like...
film.
Yeah, because it hardens. It's like cement.
Yeah.
But the time from the story is past, and nobody cares.
No.
You're right. It wasn't as good if you had been able to tell it when you were going to.
I know, but somebody hung up on it.
And then how do we ever know when buttermilk goes bad?
You can't, right?
You can't smell it.
I'm here.
Yeah. She's,
Emily.
Yeah.
Emily?
Yes.
Just to make it up. Yeah, I'm the guy that does the paintings
at
the pit. If you ever want one of your cats painted,
he did a couple for. Well, he's done. More than a couple now for me. Three, as a matter of fact.
He's an excellent painter.
He's the best.
Thank you,
Robert. You take care, man. Good to hear from you.
Bye, Robert.
Let's go to William next. Well, that's not his last name. He's just...
Hey, William.
Hey, I'd like to guess yogurt.
Oh, yogurt.
That's good.
All right. 7% of people said ever eat yogurt is not the answer we need.
Thank you
very much for trying. Michael.
Well, I think 7% never eat dessert.
Okay. Oh, what a sad life.
The winning answer can sometimes be part of a dessert. Remember, we're thinking of a large group in general.
7% of people that ever eat yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I love to hear repeated.
Hey, how about sushi?
That's been guessed, but that's my answer.
That's been guessed?
Yes, been guessed.
Oh, wow.
That's the first letter of your life.
Just think of a grocery store in one department. Just name a department.
How about cabbage?
Nope.
The cabbage section.
The cabbage patch.
You're walking through the breakfast cereals. Where's the cabbage section?
Yeah, direct me to the cabbage section.
All right, we got
to
check traffic quickly at 8:14.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a little bit of backed up traffic on 65 southbound. That'll start around Highway 143 and back up toward Cobbs Ford Road with some of our rush hour folks making their way in. Also over on Congressman Dickinson, still working that accident scene around the gate at Gunner. Over on East Boulevard, the southbound lanes between Atlanta Highway and I-85, things are backing up there pretty well. And over on Vaughn Road, between the Eastern Boulevard and Bell Road, things are starting to stack up there a little bit. No mention of an accident there. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Someone got a walker I can borrow.
Geritol can help you feel stronger fast.
You end up muttering, how come the kids don't call? How come the kids don't call?
A hover around little rascal hurricane.
Quaker Oats is the right thing to do.
The new Depend brand.
Boniva builds strong, healthy bones.
Cause on my shoulder, Father Time is tapping.
Think it's funny being old? Sometimes I can't even go to bed when I want to.
Won't somebody pass the Advil? Cause my hips in pain.
Just giving Jay a preview of all he has to look forward to. Now his turn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The big four today. All right. Who is next? Karen. No, this is Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. What is this thing that 7% of people say they never eat?
Has anyone guessed seafood?
Well, sort of.
Yeah, seafood. Yeah. We can eliminate seafood. Think of another.
It's another
area
section in the store.
In a grocery store.
I'd say produce. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna eliminate
we
produce
because
it's kind of like that.
But it's you're on the right.
Room. Yeah, you're getting so close. Thank you,
okay,
Linda.
Thank you,
Karen.
Well, good morning and happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you, Karen.
How about fruit?
She says 7% of people in an online survey said they never eat fruit.
That's what we were looking for.
You got it.
Yay. That's the only thing left in the store.
Yeah, we limited meat, produce,
sushi, and
everything. Cabbage kind of world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything. Meat. I mean,
Hey, I had a question. If when you have a baked potato,
yeah,
do you eat the skin?
I do.
Okay. I do.
Some people don't. Some people do. I was just curious.
Yeah, it's good for you, too,
yes,
by the
way.
It is. That's the healthiest part of anything,
right?
Is the peel.
Yeah, like with apples, you got pectin in there. Who doesn't need pectin for their...
Emily doesn't eat the skin.
Well, Emily, you're missing, honey.
Well, no, like if it's a potato wedge or something that's got the skin on it, or if it's like those...
I make potato skins.
You know, the potato skins that are, you know, like for tailgating.
So why don't you eat it on a baked potato?
Yeah.
For some reason, on a baked potato, I feel like that's its shell.
Well, I usually do my own, and I know they're scrubbed clean. You don't get that gritty feeling.
Yeah, I guess it's different in that case. But no, but I do eat potato skin on some stuff, but not on the baked potato.
Let me draw a something similar. In the north, on Thanksgiving, besides baked potatoes, we have
sweet potatoes.
We had turnips.
Oh,
and I'm talking about turnips like mashed potatoes, but the turnips.
Right.
And people,
like they're doing cauliflower.
So that's
now.
What in the north we throw away the green. I know that's sacrilege down here.
Yeah.
But we eat the turnips, which are, by the way, delicious.
Huh.
I have heard of it, but yeah. I've never tried that. I mean, I've cooked the turnip root in with the green, but
I never tried that. That's interesting.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Was that a part of the Thanksgiving you made for us?
There was turnips.
Year?
There was turnips
because
in there.
I loved that.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody thinks I'm a cannibal for eating. You eat the bulbs on the turnips.
No, Rich's Thanksgiving / Christmas dinner meal is phenomenal.
Thank you. That's
well, I'll wait for my invitation this year.
Yeah. There you go.
Karen, hang on. We know you're going to be enjoying Seafood Bistro. So
all right. Thank you.
Hang tight.
Our pleasure. At 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, one way you can do something today that will
put
you in a little bit of a funk. Follow the advice that has helped me on bad days. Do something nice for somebody you don't know. And one way you can do that is to visit hospiceofmontgomery.org and donate a few bucks to their website so that their services, which, by the way, we're talking about a group of people that's been together over 40 years. That's the third longest serving hospice organization in the United States, oldest in the state of Alabama. So their experience, their spiritual strength and mentoring a family through this very difficult time is second to none. And we want to make sure they're available to people who need them, because we saw this with the Rowlands last year. It was so sad because the illness was bankrupting. They had nothing left. But Hospice of Montgomery was ready for them when they were needed. So those are the kinds of situations I'm talking about. Please help us make sure that these incredible folks are available to anybody regardless of ability to pay. That's all it's about. HospiceofMontgomery.org. You can also sign up for Amazon Smile and donate on an ongoing basis.
Should we do, after this commercial break, a special presentation?
I think we should.
Okay.
Yes, Jay, your birthday is not quite over yet.
Oh, boy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Wetumpka police have charged 34-year-old Corus Calloway in the stabbing death of 28-year-old Selena Powell. Authorities say both were injured in a domestic violence incident at an apartment late Tuesday night. Calloway is being held in the Elmore County Jail on $150,000 bond. A shooting in Montgomery leaves one person dead and two others injured. This shooting happened near South Union and Winnie Street. After arriving, police found one man dead at the scene from a gunshot wound. So far, no arrests have been made. And MPS officials say they've made changes to dismissal procedures at Chisholm Elementary after a mix-up led to a 5-year-old walking home alone. The student was supposed to be picked up from school, but was accidentally sent home with the walking students. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Pay attention to what I say, and you'll do just fine.
My Bentley is covered with eggs!
God, we have fun.
It's hammer time.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A few little areas of slowdown this morning on South Boulevard, right as you turn up into East Boulevard. Things are running along kind of slow there in the northbound lanes. The southbound lanes of East Boulevard, right around I-85, showing a lot of pressure right now. Also, Taylor Road from back around Vaughn Road in spots all the way up to Atlanta Highway. You'll find some spotty delays there as you get over to 65. Still showing some slow stuff right around Highway 143. Also, from the turn at North Boulevard down to Clay Street, there's some slow traffic there. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive. You can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch selection farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We have a very solemn ceremony coming up.
Faster than a tsunami. More powerful than a spin-up tornado. Able to leap an anemometer in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a kiwi. It's a narwhal. No, it's...
Weatherman.
Weatherman. Strange visitor from out of town with forecasting powers greater than mortal men.
Yay!
Weatherman, with the ability to tell you when it's going to rain. Or not. Weatherman, who in the mild-mannered guise of the boyishly good-looking meteorologist Rich Thomas brings weather reports to the River Region on News Talk 93.1. And now, here's Weatherman's adventure for today.
Well, if you've been listening this morning, you know it's Jay's birthday, and you probably know that he hinted not so subtly several times that he wanted a digital rain gauge. You know, we got him the full-service weather station with the digital rain gauge so we can monitor mobily. Well, we have a digital rain gauge boy already. He is our captain. And last fall, you were promoted. You were promoted from digital rain gauge boy second class to first class.
That's right. I wept openly at that ceremony, too.
Now, son, can I bestow upon you the honor of, let's induct another digital rain gauge boy, can we?
Because, frankly, until you've been sworn in.
Yeah.
As digital rain gauge boy second class, Rich doesn't care what your rain gauge shows because you're not official. And what's about to happen now makes it official.
Do I have to?
Should I give him the?
Yeah. Have some initiation.
Yeah, sure. So you're gonna be spanked right now.
Okay. Okay. Oh, let's look at that.
A certificate, digital rain gauge boy, second class, Prattville.
Yay!
Chapter.
Well, thank you.
But you can't have this until I swear you in.
Oh.
So please stand.
Oh my gosh, I will stand for this.
I'm standing up.
All right, now I need you to wet your right index finger.
Ew.
And then raise your hand and place your left hand on the Rich Thomas bobblehead. Where is it?
Right here.
Please, put your hand on Rich's head, your left hand. We're going to do this right. Very good. All right. Repeat after me. I, J. Scott. Pledge allegiance to the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Pledge allegiance to the Rich Thomas Weather Network. For which it stands.
I do solemnly swear. To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
To vigilantly watch and observe.
To vigilantly watch and observe.
And report to Weathermaster Rich Thomas any rain.
Good God. And report to Weathermaster Rich Thomas any rain.
That is displayed on my rain gauge.
That is displayed on my rain gauge.
Damn it.
I further agree to forsake vacations and am willing to interrupt anything, including Whoopi.
Wait a second. and yeah, all those things.
I willingly forsake vacations and interrupt anything, including Whoopi.
I agree to interrupt every now and again.
You know, it could happen. It could be thunder while you're... Anyway, by the powers vested in me by the state of Alabama and the Rich Thomas Weather Network, I now pronounce you Digital Rain Gauge Boy, Second Class Jay Scott.
Yay, Jay! Well,
thank you very much.
Proud to have you, son.
Here's your certificate. It's not just suitable for framing, it already is.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Look at me and smile. Thank you.
See, now, anything that you record on that rain gauge
is official.
Yes.
Warms my heart.
They start out so young.
Where's my cockles? I just...
Yeah, the last time I bestowed one, it was an older gentleman.
He's a funny
Guess
guy.
What? It still is.
incorrigible.
He's got a little of that going on today.
What a great day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because these kind of ceremonies happen rarely.
Oh, yeah.
It's too bad we couldn't get our friends at Alabama Rising to carry it.
Yeah. They could have broken into CBS Morning News. Yeah.
I better save that in case we have to swear somebody else in someday.
We need somebody in Millbrook.
Oh, digital rain gauge girl?
I don't know. I'm not very scientific savvy.
Digital.
Do you want the one that goes in the ground that I cut?
Yes.
Is that more your speed?
That's more my speed.
Fiance rain gauge boy?
It could happen.
Well, you know, there's three areas that people want to know about. One is Montgomery, East Montgomery. Now the preferred community, Millbrook, is at the top in the northern end of that.
It's postcard-like.
Yeah.
It is quite lovely.
He's not official, but we occasionally get information from 84, from the...
Petlala?
Yeah, from the southern end of the county.
We do?
Hey, look who's on the line. It's Andy P.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say that on these birthday celebrations, these are some of the best radio programs ever.
Wait, when's your birthday?
Oh, not until April.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, who knows? Who knows, Andy?
Yeah, well, but it's some... I mean, I tell you, even though you can't see, and I know I hear Emily take pictures, but it's just like, wow, I just get a big smile on my face.
Oh,
thanks, Andy.
Birthdays are a big deal around here. Thank you.
I think it's important to celebrate everyone. There's always something to celebrate.
Yep. What's your middle name?
What?
Emily, there's always something to celebrate.
Hey. Yay.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. That's a very valuable function within the show.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Andy, to you, Jay.
Thank you for sharing. We
get along very well on this radio program. That's what people say to me. They say to all of us, sounds like you guys really like each other. We do. Yeah. It sounds like you're having fun. We are.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're not working. Well, we are working.
We are working.
Yeah, I know. Work. And the food, it's like, man, I kind of wish I worked with y'all.
I know.
Yeah, especially on BLT day. I don't know if the tomatoes just were exceptional because food they knew they would be a part of the birthday celebration, but the tomatoes were really just
fantastic.
Since
you mentioned those, they are the Rex brand tomatoes. They come four to a pack. They're beautiful, red, flavorful tomatoes. And they don't run loose.
That's the thing. They're firm enough, but they're squishy enough.
Yes.
Because you know how sometimes tomatoes you can get and they're just, you know, just...
Yeah, like kind of the texture of a green tomato.
Yeah. Just
a little tougher.
Fantastic.
Andy, thank you so much for
Thanks,
everybody.
Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, I started here September 25th of 2000. Mm-hmm. That was just weeks before my 21st birthday.
And 2 days before the boss's birthday here.
Yeah, and here I am at 40 now.
How about that?
We could have a triple header next year. We could have his employment anniversary, Rick's birthday, and then my birthday all in the same week.
Boy, oh boy.
Yep.
Sounds expensive.
Y'all aren't contractually obligated to be here when I'm 40.
No.
I mean, no.
Yeah, nobody's got a contract that's written for that long.
You know what's scary?
If I've been here 20 years, I think I'll be here for your 40th.
It's another 7 years.
I think I can do another 7 years. I've done 20 already.
We are at 8:34, and I know when I'm Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class. Now, you have to earn that.
Oh, yeah, yes, and it's a better plaque, too.
So do I...
And if I make it to sergeant,
whoa,
which is the next level,
aim high.
I know Rich will go to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and have a nice solid gold rain gauge made for me that I can wear around my neck, just because I would love the status. You know, it's like at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night. There's a lot of people there. Occasionally, I'll meet some women that I have not met before. They don't say, aren't you Greg Budell? They say, aren't you Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class Greg Budell? I mean, it is your... The sooner you get promoted, the faster the women are going to flock to you.
Gosh.
So being a second class, that's kind of cool, but they like rank. They like rank men, and that's why they like
like rank men.
God,
man, he's rank.
But I'll tell you, I will tell you this. That's kind of an idea, you know, if you wanted to celebrate somebody who loves weather. There's no doubt in my mind that the folks at Brian Jewelry could create something to celebrate that passion. That's what they do for people. Now, Lynn from Brian Jewelry, who is the third generation of this incredible family-owned business, has been around since Prattville was literally a preferred tot of a city. She was on the afternoon show with us recently. She would come to visit us in the morning, but thinking ahead to Christmas, now less than 70 days away, mm-hmm. if you want to have something like that, something special, custom-made, try and get in there soon, and certainly before Thanksgiving weekend, because you want to give them time to not only get it done, but if you need an adjustment or something, they can do that. Professional jewelers can make your ideas come to life. Of course, they have a great and massive selection of very competitively priced gems of all types and styles, rings, pendants. You can build a watch with them. And at Brian Jewelry, they also have a club online. Join it and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Phenomenal local business with lots and lots of experience. Free care and cleaning on your purchase for the lifetime you own it at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, the preferred community. When I was going through all the birthday cards, I came across one called Birthday Spank Ritual.
Oh.
This could be our risky click of the day.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
So you start with Rich and Birthday Spank Ritual. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Lest we commence the ancient birthday spanking ritual, a reading from the Book of Buttocks. And yea, upon the anniversary of the child's birth, the child shall be brought forth before the elders to receive the blessed spanking in thy mercy. And the number of the spanking shall be commensurate with the age of the child.
Bring forth the three-year-old.
Happy birthday to you.
It's very Gregorian.
Ow. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ow.
One more for good luck.
And lo, the elders looked upon the spanking and were well pleased. And thus commandeth the child groweth 1 full inch.
8 inch to grow an inch.
And the people did feast upon the cake and ice cream. So it is written, so it has been done.
That's funny.
I've not heard that in a long, long time. I forgot what that was even on that card. 8:38.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Cool front number one for the week has been very nice this morning. We had 57 for the morning low. We're a little bit warmer than that at the moment. Mostly sunny, comfortable today with a light northeasterly wind and a high in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, not as cool, but nice. Overnight low temperature just below the 60-degree mark by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high 76. Nice day, but a good bit of sun. Clouds increasing later in the day. Chance of showers late Friday night. And then scattered showers and storms becoming more numerous during the day on Saturday. That's ahead of the second cold front of the week, a much more important front. It not only brings the rain into the state Saturday, but the front actually moves through Saturday night, and by first thing Sunday morning, temperatures right around 50 by the time dawn occurs on Sunday morning. A breezy, cooler day. It'll feel like fall with temperature. Well, of course, it is fall, but temperatures will be in the upper 60s for a high with sunshine. And then middle 40s as the sun goes down Saturday night. And first thing Monday morning, the lowest temperature will be right around dawn at 45. That's really nice stuff. So it won't last long. It'll be what we call a glancing blow, this next shot of cold air coming in. But it will be the coolest of the season so far. Right now, clear skies, north winds at 4 miles per hour. Temperature is 61 at 840.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Who was that?
The man they call the Baron? Yes, you've heard of him. I expected him to be an older man. He's, well, handsome.
He gives ladies the vapors.
Yeah!
He's too thin. He's disgustingly healthy and fit.
Our guest is outside, by the way.
Oh, we have just, a guest.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, then we better get our final traffic ape. Ape.
What?
Traffic. Here comes the traffic ape now.
Here comes the traffic ape.
Rich has gotten choked up over there.
Here's our traffic monkey.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things have cleared up nicely. On 65 southbound, no delays there anymore. 85 looks real good as well. We are still seeing that delay on the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard from about Atlanta Highway down to Carmichael, so careful with that. The rest of the boulevard has lightened up considerably. We are seeing a little bit of slow traffic up around Lagoon Park and at the turnoff to get on Highway 231 going toward Wetumpka. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trinum State will start November 19th and run through December 7th. Classes start in January on the 9th. Trinum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today is Thursday.
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
Thursday.
Thursday.
TGIT.
Thursday.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A shooting in Montgomery leaves one person dead and two others injured. This shooting happened near South Union and Winnie Street. After arriving, police found one man dead at the scene from a gunshot wound. So far, no arrests have been made. Wetumpka police have charged 34-year-old Corus Calloway in the stabbing death of 28-year-old Selena Powell. Authorities say both were injured in a domestic violence incident at an apartment late Tuesday night. Calloway is being held in the Elmore County Jail on $150,000 bond. And MPS officials say they've made changes to dismissal procedures at Chisholm Elementary after a mix-up led to a 5-year-old walking home alone. The student was supposed to be picked up from school, but was accidentally sent home with the walking students. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Thursday. We've already started drinking. Have you?
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook's big fall yard sale begins Saturday morning at 6 a.m. You'll find great bargains outside and even some sales inside the store. That's Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's big yard sale this Saturday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Hey folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
It has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This Honda is very compact and lightweight. It weighs less than 29 pounds, and yet the best part is, listen to this, Larry.
You're not going to crank that thing in here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. It's so quiet, and it cranked on the first pull. Amazing. Leave it to Honda.
Larry, Honda's super quiet generators range from 1,000 to 6,500 watts. Now, this compact 2,000-watt model like I have here is perfect for tailgating.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You got it. Tailgating, absolutely. And the 3,000-watt model is number one for folks with RVs and trailers. And when the electricity goes out at home, the 6,500-watt model is perfect for home standby power.
Well, I want one. Folks, you go see these amazing compact, super quiet Honda generators at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Terry Hill Road in Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And they're coming to town.
Yay!
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she's only whispers of some quiet.
Over 3 decades since that song was released and became a number one hit, along with so many of their others, timeless music by the group Toto. Here to tell us about that and some of the other great shows coming up at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Alan Sanders. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you all for having me.
Sure.
We love Impact. We love you guys.
We were just talking.
Love Toto. It's no lie on this show how much one of us really loves Toto.
Yeah, I have a clip.
It's me.
Yeah.
Just because I know you don't know me very well yet, but you should just know that it's kind of a big deal that I love Toto.
Absolutely freaking out. But you know, there some artists come and go in the time frame where they have a couple of hits and they sort of just go back into obscurity. But Toto, mm-hmm. their music has never gotten old. It's never sounded like dated production,
right?
And it's stood the test of time well. And they're coming soon.
When people are still doing remakes, so Alan, they'll be here Sunday night.
That's right, Sunday the 21st.
Oh, that's
this coming Sunday.
It's a week from Sunday.
It's a week from Sunday.
Gotcha.
This band was formed in 1976,
mm-hmm.
and this is their 40 Trips Around the Sun tour.
Oh.
Wow.
40 years.
Yeah, it's this Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday is the 21st.
The 21st.
This Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah,
this Sunday,
yeah.
The 21st.
This Sunday is 21st.
Let me, Greg, as individuals, the band members, these guys have played on over 5,000 albums.
Jeez.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. That's amazing.
5,000.
That's phenomenal.
They have sold over 500 million albums, over 200 Grammy nominations.
Holy cow.
And they have over 400 million streams on Spotify.
Jeez.
Wow. It's unbelievable. They played, you know, on albums Steely Dan, Stills mm-hmm. and Cross, Sonny and Cher.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But 40 Trips Around the Sun tour.
Very cool.
Toto in Montgomery, Alabama.
And you know, I've always said there's not a bad seat in Impact.
No, there isn't.
There's better seats than but there's not a bad seat anywhere in Impact.
And that's one of the things about it. When you go to and see a show of this magnitude or go to an arena, you know, you're way up here, the band is way down there.
Right,
and
nosebleed.
You spend as much time looking at the big screen, right, than actual the individuals.
Exactly.
You can go home, stay home and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. And so it doesn't matter where you're at. It's a beautiful view. And on the other thing, it doesn't matter if you're on the front row or the last row, it sounds the same.
Well, let me ask you, do you still have good tickets available?
We have a few left.
Yeah.
I think we have less than 300 tickets left.
Oh, man.
Wow. So in case you thought they would all be gone, there's still some left. And that concert is this Sunday night. I don't know if you know this. I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, I really did. Got my name on some of their albums. And they gave me a shout-out from the stage at Impact last time they were there.
How fancy.
Absolutely.
But backstage, Jay Weiss said that Impact is one of the best venues they've ever played. He would never say that unless he meant it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we always have a great time. We even had a great time this summer at the Happy Together Tour.
Awesome.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
The Cow Sills, I didn't know what to expect because they were kind of like a bubblegum sort of family, like the Partridge Family.
But they did a nice job, didn't
they? They were amazing. Yeah. Their
vocals was off the chart, too. Sure. And I'm with you. I didn't know really what to expect.
Right.
And, boy, when they come out and they brought it, too.
So about a week later, after Toto, another big act coming to MPAC?
It is. And if you start looking at next week, and this is our Rocktober.
Right.
Next week. So we have Toto on Sunday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday we have the kids' Paw Patrol coming in, which is huge for the kids.
I'm taking my nephew.
Oh,
God. Asher loves Paw Patrol. I'm super excited about it.
And then on Thursday night, if there ever was a date night, we've got Kenny G.
Oh, boy.
If there ever was a date night, it's Thursday night. Then on Friday night, singer-songwriter Paul Thorne, local guy Mr. Bill Hines, one of the best slide guitar players there is, plays with Paul Thorne. And then Saturday night from formerly of the Eagles, the guy that wrote the music to Hotel California, Mr. Don Felder, is going to be here.
That's big time. That's big time. And tickets still available even for Don Felder?
They are. They are, Rich. And then we're going to have a big announcement coming up on Tuesday. Another big, big concert announcement that's going to happen on Tuesday.
Now, can you tell us what part of the year that will be in?
Yes, the show will be on November the 14th.
Oh, but you're not going to tell us what it is yet.
I wish I could.
Oh, my gosh.
But Tuesday we'll know.
You'll know Tuesday. I haven't signed the ink yet, but it's going to happen. November 14th.
Have a birthday that week.
Big one. Big show.
We'll tease everybody if you'll let us in. And when we can make the announcement, we're good at that on the show.
We can do that.
All building suspense and drama.
We love Impact. We're glad you're here, and we look forward to the shows. There's some great shows coming
up. Well, I appreciate always what Blue Order does for the Impact. You guys have always been a great supporter of what we do down there. And we're just trying to bring quality entertainment here to the city and something for everyone, as you can see in our lineup that we have. So we go from children's show to rock shows. And even on January the 13th, we got the Coasters, the Drifters, and the Platters coming.
Oh, wow.
And so for the ones that I would say kind of our age that likes that style of music, we've got that coming.
How can people get tickets now to Toto?
You can call the box office at area code 334-481-5000. And you can always look on our website at mpaconline.org.
Perfect.
Upcoming shows.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming by.
And thank you guys.
Come by
for
anytime.
Having us. Thank you.
You got a big announcement to make? Make it here because we're News Talk.
That's right.
And we love to break big stories.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Alan.
right, 855.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market? Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. Okay, see store for details.
All right, so we're wrapping up the J. Scott birthday celebration here with a visit to somebody who mentored Jay when he was a youth, a teacher at his school, Randy Burkhalter from Bradfield Fire Center.
I did a fine job.
We have to agree.
Fine job.
We have to agree because this place, he is the glue, the thread that keeps the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company together.
Mr. Burkhalter, he, I remember, 10th grade? No, was that 10th or 9th?
No, actually, it was 8th grade.
Was it 8th?
It was 8th grade Earth Science and Algebra.
Yeah.
And you were a good student. You know, there's kids that were a pleasure. I can name you a few that weren't a pleasure.
Probably remember them, too.
Yeah, but you were a good student.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
We're here at the very end of the show. We have to cancel today's Morning Maroon.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Didn't you make me? Well, you didn't make me, but you offered the option to get extra credit if I sang the Schoolhouse Rock version, recited it in full, the I'm Just a Bill song.
I probably did.
I think it was you, and I got extra credit for it, and I did the entire song.
Very nice. Do we have any recording of that? No.
I'm Just a Bill.
Do you
Capitol
remember
Hill.
During math class, I made y'all line up the desk and put them on a certain spacing and get all straight line. You know, that I was big on.
No, yes, you were. I remember that. You spaced you had the ruler.
Well, math is organized. Math is structured. And I believe if you're going to learn math, you can't have trash on the floor.
Yeah.
Of course, now people probably walk in my store and go, oh, he's not structured at all. But oh, well, we got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We got stuff.